Shabbos, and the next klal is the malacha of menapetz, klal chav gimel. Practically, menapetz doesn't have applications too much in our lives nowadays. What exactly is menapetz? Just understand what it is. There's a sefer name. The name of the sefer is Maisa Oreg. It was put out in the 1980s, both in English and in Lashon HaKodesh. It was produced by a very exceptional individual in London, in England. His name was Diane Gukovitsky, and he spent a very long time researching the whole system, the whole process of making garments, starting from the process of shearing and all of the steps which Chazal talk about in the Mishnayos, understanding, according to different Rishonim, based on different Mishnayos, not only in Shabbos, but throughout Shas, where it talks about different types of kelim, mishatas kelim, etc., where he would clarify what these things were according to different shitas. It's a beautiful sefer. He put a tremendous amount of effort in it. He also put out a CD at the time, which he showed the process. He created looms and different things, and he showed the process. So he explains that the malacha benapetz is a four-way machloikis, what exactly it's referring to. All of them not being so relevant to us. So after you take the fleece off of the sheep and you wash it out with some malabein, and you wash out as much as possible, there still are a large amount of various different little thorns, burrs, etc., which are embedded in the fleece. The next step, what they would do is they would put it in some type of a sulfuric acid, which would make the pieces fall apart or at least become brittle enough for the next step. The Rambam says menapetz was an act of banging on the fleece, which would break these pieces into small particles, which they then could be washed away and pulled out of the fleece. So that's what the Rambam understands is the process of menapetz, which is the process of being beaten with sticks. So he points out there are four things which happens when one does that. It crushes this vegetable matter which is now brittle. It beats out sand and dust from it. It crushes any solid matters which are holding the fibers together. Sometimes you have the top of a lock of wool, there's a little bit of dirt over there. The goal right now is to get the fibers separate, because in order to do the process of spinning the fibers into thread, each fiber has to be separate. The lock of wool which comes off of the sheep is a very tight, bound together, many, many fibers together. And so the process of taking them apart is part of that process. And by banging, one loosens them. According to Rashi, the menapetz is the next step, which is you would actually pick them apart, the actual separate fibers, by hand. You would hold the lock of wool. It's now become somewhat loosened. And there are many, many fibers in a lock of wool, and you're going to pull them apart. This would allow you to now, any dirt which is in there will fall out, and the fibers are now ready for the next step, of making them, spinning them into thread. According to the Miri, the next step is what's known as carding or combing. There's two steps in the process. The goal is to get, break up the fibers into separate fibers so you can do the process of making spinning thread. And you would take a very fine tooth mesh comb. It has many, many small teeth on it. And you would take two of them, put the locks of wool in between, and pull in opposite directions. And that breaks apart all of the fibers, and it helps also straighten them into one direction, so it's easier to then use them for the spinning process. That's the process known as carding. And that's one step of that process. Another step of the process, there was something known as combing. There would be two sets of taller teeth. You'd put the wool in between them, and one of them would hold it in place, and you would use continuing to hold the the tufts of wool in place. You use a second set of combs to pull through and see, get the last final particles which are embedded in there to be removed. So that's the malacha of menapeitz. As you can imagine, we are not doing that nowadays in our homes. The question is the act of combing one's sheitel or combing one's hair, does that go under the malacha of menapeitz? Yes or no, and why? We'll talk about that in the next shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.